statistics. Oh, come on, pretty please? He smiled. Your womanly wiles will get you nowhere. I'll tell you on Monday, though, if you'd like to have lunch again. Okay, can I bring my pal from the Weekly World News? He might already be down at the office. We're making the announcement at 9 o'clock. You really think you'll be free for lunch, then? I'm telling you too much. He looked left and right. That's why we chose Monday. No planes till Tuesday morning. Gives us, what, some measure of spin control. He did look a little worried. The changeling reached over and patted his hand. Mum's the word. Mum's the word? He chuckled. I haven't heard that since I was a kid. Oops. My mother used to say it. Where does it come from? Where do any of them? He relaxed. How are things at the bank working out? They're nice enough people, it said quickly. No real challenge, though. A few times a day I haul out a language to calm down a customer, walk him through a document, or just help with numbers. The job description said international relations, and I suppose that's technically true. Apia's smaller than you thought it would be? It shrugged. I read up on it. No real surprises, except you guys. I expected a bigger deal. Well, it's only 50 people. We had a pretty low profile until a couple of weeks ago. Your space alien. That made the front page in Honolulu. You found her? It closed its eyes and shook its head. Sorry. Mustn't pry. No. I wish we had. Love to spring that on the tabloids. You don't believe it's in a secret wing in the Air Force Hospital in Pago Pago? No. It's locked up in Roswell, New Mexico. He laughed. Before your time. The changeling had been there twice, actually, as a juggling dwarf and an anthropology graduate student. So Monday they were going to reveal the artifact's coded response, or at least the fact that it had responded. The changeling wondered how that would change its situation, and what it could do before then to help its chances for the job. Russell offered a possibility. You work tomorrow? No, everybody goes to church, except me. I'm off, too. You want a bike somewhere for a picnic? God, I haven't ridden a bike since college. Give it a try, though. I guess I could rent one someplace. Oh, I have a spare. He scratched his chin. I usually go out to Fatima's Pool or Fagalola Bay on Sunday, but that's a little far if you're not used to it. We ought to just tool around, see some local sights, wind up at Pololo or the project for a picnic and a swim. Does the reef go over that far? No, it's just a white sand swimming beach. The local kids like it. We even set out a shark barrier last week. You get a lot of sharks? Just takes one. A big hammerhead attacked a boat in the shallows, bit a hole in the hull. And so the family, the Aiga that technically owns the land the project's on, asked whether we'd cooperate in putting a barrier up to protect swimmers. Just a wide mesh net. He sketched a 6-inch square with his fingers. To keep out really big fish, we bought it and they provided the manpower. An interesting challenge, the changeling thought. A hammerhead could pretend it was a dolphin and jump over it. That sounds good. They have picnic tables and all? He nodded. A grill? Let's be American. I know a place with fairly convincing hot dogs. I'll pick some up this afternoon and put them in the office fridge. They made arrangements to meet at the Vaiala Beach cottages in the morning, bring a bathing suit, and she went back to her air-conditioned bank. As he pedaled off toward the butcher shop, Russell thought about what he was getting into. He couldn't afford an actual girlfriend. He had to be available for the Ray aliens' return. That was one element of their plans to trap the creature, because when it returned, it was likely to repeat the previous strategy and try to seduce Russell. Or maybe Jack or Jan. Anybody new who came into their lives would have to pass the DNA test. He toyed with the idea of arguing to the others that maybe the alien had figured out a way to manufacture DNA, so he should continue to pursue Sharon, even though she'd passed the test. All in the name of science, of course. Chapter 45. Apia, Samoa, July 2021. Russell knew he wasn't the only one in passionate pursuit of the alien, but he did